Okay, we are back. We are live on the Gauge, episode 14.
Episode 14. I'm working from home, so I don't have my click your clacker, which makes me feel really official and famous. But yes, welcome without that to the Gauge, episode 14. And today we have a very special guest. We are thrilled. Oh, first of all, from Canada. So from this Canada. Is our first. We are spreading into other countries, and this is very, very exciting.
We're taking over the world.
So please extend a warm welcome to Home Inspector Nate Boucher from Mike Holmes Inspections out of Ottawa.
Thanks, we guys. Thought,
yeah, hi, Nate. Inspector Nate. So we thought that this would be a good time since we have a special guest from another country to introduce ourselves. And once Dan and I do that, then Nate can tell us his entire life story.
Okay.
So be thinking on that. You can give us like the Reader's Digest version or not, whatever feels right. So for everyone joining, I'm Carla Heatherly, and I manage communications and the web services team at HomeGauge. Started working with HomeGauge about 8 years ago, building sites and writing content. And then I was hired on full-time by the founder of HomeGauge, Russell Buchanan, to expand the web services team and add different like SEO services, content writing, stuff like that. And here I am. And then I hired Dan in whatever year that was. That 2018.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I'm Dan. I've been with HomeGauge for 5 years now, working as the digital experience lead. So that means I basically help out with social media, along with being one of the web developers that builds and works on the websites for our inspectors. Now, our guest Nate is an inspector that I've actually been following for quite some time now on Instagram, otherwise known simply as Inspector Nate on Instagram. And between Instagram and Facebook, Nate has about 4,000 followers combined. Is that right, Nate?
Yeah, probably about around there. Yeah.
Somewhere out in that neighborhood. And then Nate's videos, I thought were great because Nate always gets straight to the point of what the issues are, but he's also entertaining, which is key when it comes to being on social media, is making sure you're providing value to your viewers and you're entertaining and that you can throw in some well-timed jokes. And I always appreciate that. And I know your viewers do as well. So welcome, Nate. If you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, the floor is yours.
Great. Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me on today. Sorry for my Canadian accent, but it's great to be here. And yeah, I appreciate that you enjoy the videos. I do try and make them entertaining. It's something that, so aside from my, you know, technical background and my inspections background, I also did dabble a little bit in performance art. And so I did some acting. I went to school for screenwriting a long time ago. And I played in a band for a long time. So I was very familiar with, you know, performance and entertainment. And aside from that, I a lot of my career prior to inspection was in sales and services. And so I was in home services for a long time, dealing with clients and in homes. And that was when I really fell in love with homes and houses and just how they're built, and getting in on some of the construction phase for pre-wiring and stuff like that. I did low voltage. Sorry to anybody who's an electrician who doesn't have any respect for the low voltage guys, but you know, but I learned a ton from everybody in the trades that I got to work with. And that was when I really fell in love with the home building process. And that's what kind of directed me into learn more about construction and learn more about just how things come together. And then I got the opportunity to get into inspections and did that privately for a bit. and then with an engineering firm, traveled a lot up northern Canada, up in the Yukon, not in the winter, mind you, but
yeah, it gets really cold up there in the winter.
It does. It does. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit, but it gets like, you know, easily minus 40, sometimes minus 50 Celsius, and it's lots of snow, and so it's
cold.
It's really cold. Yeah, it's really cold. So, but I wasn't up there in the winter. I was up there in the spring and summer, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's very similar to Alaska. So if anyone's been to Alaska, it's basically right down the Alaska Highway. So it's pretty similar. So it's beautiful. It's kind of like that last piece of untouched frontier. Beautiful mountains and scenery and wildlife. So if you're into that, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, I want to get up there so bad. Like I would love it up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great to just kind of drive down the highway, and you know, you'll see like there was just caribou and moose sometimes on the side of the highway. There's a bear just chilling there one time. It's pretty surreal. It's like I you know, there's not a lot of other places that are like that. But then I had the opportunity to join the Holmes team, you know, what better name than Mike Holmes in the construction industry and inspection industry. And I was one of the first franchisees in Canada when we started rolling those out across Canada to come on board. And I've been pretty successful with that and been able to help them and help the new franchisees as they come on in Canada as well. We're not in the States. Not yet. Who knows?
Not yet.
But right now we're pretty much coast to coast in Canada and almost every major city.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Nice. Well, that's awesome, Nate. I appreciate you coming on. I love the fact that you were able to like combine your experience with the entertainment side of things and like your screenwriting and everything and being familiar with that aspect and how you bring that into your home inspections and with you being on social and all of your videos that you do. Cause you're putting out a lot of content. Like every day, I feel like I see you a couple different times with your different videos that you post.
Yeah, I try to keep it regular. I try to keep like one video a day, you know, at least to keep it fresh. It's a couple things. One, it's partially part of my marketing strategy. And the goal is to just give away free information to help educate people. And I, you know, I'm human. I'm not going to be 100% correct all the time. And, you know, sometimes you're going to see differences. Like I said, I'm in Canada. So in a northern market, we build homes a little bit different than, say, you know, some of my colleagues down in Florida, right? It's very different how you see it. So sometimes I'll post something and people will be like, that's not how we do it. And I'm like, well, that's how we do it here. So
You're in a different country, a different part of the world.
And I like the discussion.
I mean, I can't imagine
a lot of other people too, and learn a lot from them too, because it's super different all over North America and all over the world, but especially through North America.
That just reminds me of like, so I was an electrician for about 5 years. And I moved to New Zealand and I was an electrician over in New Zealand for a year. And and the way that they do, they don't have nowhere near the amount of the codes that America has, you know? And so like, everything was just PVC pipe for everything.
Okay.
And so it just made it really easy to be an electrician there. But that's just funny. It just kind of reminded me of like, yeah, like it can vary, you know, from state to state, from, you know, from region to region.
Yeah, absolutely. Like 99% of the houses that I look at have basements, because we need to get down below that frost line. And, you know, in the northern states, that's totally common too. But in southern states, you don't see that as often. You'll see much more like slab on grade. If we did slab on grade stuff here, like then there is some, but we would deal with a lot more issues with frost heave and stuff like that. So.
I gotcha.
So Dan, when you were an electrician, were you low voltage?
No, I was definitely high voltage, and well, not like high voltage, but wasn't low voltage.
Yeah,
it was voltage. It was medium voltage.
It was enough voltage to hurt. Okay.
Okay, well, I guess we should probably move along, get to the meaty fun of home inspections.
And, yes. Yeah, just to put that out there real quick, and just for anyone that's joining, real before we get into the questions, if anybody has any questions on any of the platforms, if you have any questions for Carla or myself, or even if you have any questions for Nate, drop those questions in the comments, and we'll try to get to those questions throughout this episode.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yep, all yours.
Okay. So in your experience, just curious, you know, we talk to a lot of inspectors at different shows, and we have, yep. you know, all the other, like, just as customer facing people who have, you know, use our software, home-based software, and also have websites with us. I'm curious to know what you would think, what you think are the most like overlooked areas during home inspections that if left unaddressed, or even if they're not noticed, or the home isn't inspected, what do you think are the most common overlooked areas that would result in costly repairs or maintenance down the line if there's things that are not caught or addressed early?
I think whenever you look at a house, the main thing that I'm looking at for people is going to be the major systems, such as like roofing, HVAC, mm-hmm. electrical, plumbing, those kind of things that the average person might not know a ton about. And that if there is a problem, like you said, it would be a costly repair. There's always going to be a lot of maintenance items, right? There's maybe not a lot, but there's always gonna be some maintenance items. There's never a perfect home. I've never done a house right. with zero things on my report, right? Right? You know, sometimes you show up and the seller might be just leaving as you're getting there, and they're like, good luck, you'll never find anything. And like, oh, yes, I will.
And you're like, oh, I will. Yeah,
now I'm going to look even harder. Thanks. but yeah, you know, sometimes they'll just be cosmetic things or like maintenance items that could be improved, grading, downspouts, stuff like that, that just, you know, is general maintenance that could lead to problems, but isn't necessarily a make or break on the sale. But where we try to really dig in is finding, you know, are there structural concerns? Is the electrical done properly, or is there, I'd say a lot of the issues with electrical are usually DIY solutions that we come across most of the time. And this might vary, you know, codes and whatnot are similar between Canada and the States, but I know like there's some differences regionally. With electrical, you know, when you start to get people who know just enough to get themselves in trouble, those are the ones who are the most dangerous, right?
Those are the troublemakers.
Yeah, like there's lots of people who are like, I don't know anything, so you do it. And then there's other people who are like, I think I can figure this out, but, you know, sometimes YouTube Academy will only take you so far.
that sounds a lot like those guys that they think that they know a lot about building websites, but then they don't.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And then we see their website and we're like, oh. And then I say, maybe I should inspect my home on inspection report and let's see how I do.
Yeah, and even for inspectors too, I think it's a good point. Like, you know, some people think of their home inspector as like the the expert on everything, and that's not the case. And I try to lay that out for people to let them know that I'm a generalist, I am not a specialist. So, you know, I try not to step over what my expertise is. And so I might know like a little about a lot of things versus like yourself, Dan, as an electrician, where you would know a lot more about that specific field. So I, you know, in my reports will refer to qualified contractors or electricians or HVAC techs, depending on what that is, for possibly further evaluation sometimes. And it's important to call things out. It's important for me to know and have a really good base, and I'm always learning, but there's no way, like, nobody can know everything. You can't be an expert in everything. And the way I like to liken it for my clients to understand, because sometimes they see, oh, you're a generalist, like, well, I'm gonna hire a specialist. I'm like, well, you can hire 10 specialists to do the whole house, but it's gonna cost you like $4,000.
Right,
yeah. But I like to liken it as like a really good family doctor. Like, so when you have a sickness or something, maybe something's wrong with your ear, you go in, the doctor looks at you, they do an initial assessment, and they might be like, you know what? You do have like a blockage, or maybe there's a rupture in your eardrum, and then they'll refer you to a specialist. They're not going to just roll up the operating table and start doing things right there. They know enough to see this is wrong. This is what you need, perhaps, but then they send you to the right person to do the work. And that's really, I think, the job of a home inspector, to communicate, to help people, you know, understand the home and make the right buying decisions or selling decisions or even just maintenance decisions, but also to know when to draw the line and refer to somebody who is a specialist in that area.
Yeah, that brings up, that's a great point. That's a great point. I haven't really heard anyone really put it out like that. But yeah, it's true though. Like, you don't want to say that you know every single code for between the electrical, and then like, oh yeah, I also know every single code that there is for the roof or for the foundation. Like, there's just no way to really know every single code for the entire home. I love that you put it up like that.
Big fan of analogy, because to my, you know, general practice with brain, tell you why. An operator on your foot.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? Yeah. That's a great thing. A really easy way of applying, or explaining, you know, to the buyer or seller or homeowner, like what you the home is.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have those. One of the keys to my success is having those discussions up front. When you set proper expectations with people, they're happy with that, and they want to know. But if you don't set those expectations, that's where things kind of snowball out of control on you sometimes. And then people will be like, well, you know, why didn't you see this, or why didn't this happen? And, you know, sometimes, you know, that kind of stuff can come back to bite you. But if you set those proper expectations, it really helps. You know, we can't see through walls and ceilings outside of, you know, using like a thermal camera, stuff like that, and different tools.
Right.
But sometimes you might have, you know, some problems. You point something out, and then a contractor comes in and rips the wall down. They're like, oh, well, the home inspector should have told you about this. I'm like, well, how? You didn't know until you ripped the wall off. The seller's not going to be happy if I do that. I know I'm not like the homes team, but we don't come in and rip all the walls down for that.
You just start busting walls down. I'm like, oh yeah,
it's not
totally. That's
like the
that's team. Where your problem is. There's where your problem is. You don't have a wall anymore, but yeah. I found the issue.
Exactly, right?
Oh, I love it. All right, let's see here. Did we lose Carla?
She looks frozen.
Oh, I think we might have lost Carla. Yeah, it looks like she's having a little issues with her Wi-Fi here. Let me see if I can get her back in the stream here.
Sure.
Give me one second here. We'll just give her a quick second. But yeah, no, I like that. I like that though. It's just like, you know, there's only so much that you can do with the tools that you're given, you know? And it's like,
yeah.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of, you know, I know that the thermal cams are definitely getting better and better every day.
Absolutely.
There's a ton of new tools that are always coming out for home inspectors. That's kind of my other question. I was asking one of the other home inspectors on Instagram, what's some of like your favorite, like newest tools that you'd say you like?
newest? I don't know about newest necessarily, but like the one.
Or what are your like your go-to, like your go-to top tools that you
see? Yeah, like the two things that I really like is I have a FLIR thermal camera. And I have a protimeter multimeter, moisture meter. I find that that's a pretty stellar winning combo for extra detection, especially with leaks, whether it's, you know, air leaks or water leaks that are concealed. I've had a couple of times where I've done the entire house. Usually it's either a recent reno or a flip or possibly even a new build. And everything looks really nice. And then you break out the thermal camera and you do an extra scan under the bathtub and it's just soaked. And then you confirm with the moisture meter and you're like, okay, so there's a major leak here. Like maybe the shower drain isn't – like I did one where the shower drain wasn't connected at all. It was brand new, custom build, beautiful house. Yeah. And they just – when they were seating it in, they just forgot to make that connection. And so you just run the shower – the wall cavity was like just bleeding water, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was a new build?
Yeah, it was a new, like a custom build. So I know warranties are different in different areas, but because it was a custom build, they're not registered with, in Ontario, we have the Tarion warranties, which is basically like your 1 year, your 2 year, 7 year warranties for different systems. And in this scenario, they're not registered because it's like a custom. So they need to get everything kind of fixed when they're submitting their stuff to that builder originally. And that would have been something that possibly would have been missed without that thermal camera and moisture meter to confirm it. And then we were able to note a couple of extra things that were pretty minimal to see on the surface. But when you look with the thermal camera, it was like the whole wall assembly is just soaked. And then they went back and they opened it up and they're like, oh yeah. Yeah, sorry, that wasn't connected at all.
Sorry about that.
they were good about it. Like they owned up and they fixed it pretty quick. And they had me come out and verify it. You know, they're like,
yeah,
we got it. You know, please take a look. And it was good. They did a good job. So kudos to that. It was a custom builder, I guess. But for taking ownership and fixing it. But yeah, it would have been something that I may not have noticed if I didn't have those tools.
Right.
But the client would have definitely noticed it within a week, if not, of living there. And then they probably would have called me and been like, how did you not see this? Right. And
yeah,
if you're not using a thermal camera, I highly recommend you look into at least an entry level one to start, just because it's invaluable and it'll save you a lot of time and a lot of headaches. And it provides an extra value to your customers for sure. I know a lot of guys have moved to that now, but there's still some people who might be avoiding it. It's great technology.
And that's just like a testament for like new home buyers or home buyers that are buying new construction is like, always get a home inspection. Always. There's always something. Mm-hmm. Like I just recently bought my first house and it was a new build. And, we noticed, or the home inspector caught that, was up in the attic and saw that the air vent wasn't connected all the way into my office. And my office has all my computers and all of my gear. And so naturally, because of all that, it's the hottest room in the house. And so the air vent wasn't connected at all back there. It only went like halfway. So it wasn't getting the back two rooms of the house. So like, it's just like things like that. It's just like, would have never really caught if I didn't have a home inspector come out.
So, yeah, for sure.
So even if it's a new construction, you know, always get that inspection done.
Yeah, I think
construction.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Carla.
No, you go.
Okay. it's a good point. You know, people think of it, I'm buying a new house, so it's going to be perfect. And it's just incorrect, but you can get it to that point, or at least closer to that point, by having a third party verify, because the builder should fix those things, right? And if you've got a good builder, and obviously depending on where you are, there's not all builders are created equal, just like not all home inspectors and not all web designers, you know, are created equal. If you have a good one, it's not that they don't make mistakes, it's that when they do, they fix it for you and they take ownership. Mm-hmm. And that's really helpful. And usually, like, I don't think I've had an inspection on a new build where I wasn't able to justify my fee. based on my findings. It usually only have to find one or two things, and you've already covered your fee, right? So it's usually pretty, for me, it seems pretty obvious, but you know, I think a lot of people still have that mentality, especially when you get your PDI, like your pre-delivery inspection. Oh, well, they inspected it, so it's good. Well, that's fair, but they're also representing the builder. So,
right.
You know, I'm not saying they're being shady, but at the same time, they have different interests perhaps.
And that was kind of where I was going to go into. So many people, and we do SEO at HomeGage and write blogs, custom blogs every month for inspectors. And we write on new construction inspections because so many people believe that means it's perfect. And that because there's no wear or tear on the components or the system, that it's fine. But, you know, also, yeah, the builder is responsible for it, but they're still subcontracting out the electrical or the plumbing or, you know, the other work like that. And it absolutely is essential to have an impartial person that's coming in and looking to make sure that it's all done. To your point, you know, if the inspection report details some issues that need attention, then a good builder is going to go through and fix those final walk, you know, during the final through, and they're going to make those changes before you ever move in. So it's not a problem down the line. So we advise and, you know, write about that all the time, and about thermal imaging, because I got kind of kicked out and came back in. Did you do that to me, Dan?
I didn't kick you out.
Because I came back. But yeah, thermal is a great any of the things it can reveal. You simply can't be seen with, you know, visibly looking at something, moisture damage or hot spots from electrical, like all of that is stuff that can be problems if they are not identified. So I just wanted to come back and put my two cents in on thermal.
For sure.
Let's see. I think Carla had a couple other questions on the list here. Did you want to ask the next one?
Were we still on the most overlooked areas, and then we started talking about tools?
Yeah, we kind of diverted a little bit. We'll come back.
Well, I didn't know if you would, if any, like in that time that I was kicked, went missing, in that time I went missing, I wasn't sure if you guys were talked at all about networking. I'm curious.
No, we haven't touched on that.
Okay.
No, we didn't get there because we were too busy printing the missing person on the milk bottle.
Right. Okay. They found me. So nice work. I'm just curious. Case solved. But you know, I know that we talk to so many home inspectors, and we give advice time on, you know, working, and that's, you know, what you do and what you're so good at, Nate, with social media and just, you know, getting yourself out, putting out regular content. You know, a lot of home inspectors aren't necessarily, may not be as tech savvy as that. And it might not be, you know, second nature to them to, you know, get on social media and do stuff like that. So I'm just curious, you know, aside from your online effort and the social media channels, what else do you do to market? Whether that's, you know, that can be additional online strategy, but also what do you do? You know, do you do anything in person? Because we talk about, you know, some networking as well. And, you know, just curious if you could give us some details on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, my main focus has been social media because a lot of people find me through that. A lot of realtors in my area like the content and they share it because I was producing content mainly originally to try and attract realtors because I know they want to produce content and it's a lot of work. So they can share my stuff too for their clients and that helps for them. And I've had numerous realtors and clients contact me for inspections via Instagram and they become great partners. Additionally, I still do the more traditional route of just, you know, driving around to brokerages, dropping off business cards, talking to people, shaking hands, kissing babies, and then seeing if I can book like a presentation. So I have like a presentation that I have that's, you know, about a 20-30 minute thing, depending on people's questions. And coming out of the COVID market, there was so many new realtors that got into the business, at least in my area, partially because it just, you know, they needed to either pivot because they maybe lost their job or their industry changed, or real estate seemed like it was just easy money because people were just throwing bricks of cash into your face for a house. And mm-hmm. now they're realizing that it's not that easy and they need a lot of training. And so a lot of these brokerage leaders and team leaders are trying to actively find ways to train their people. And home inspection is a big part of that and how we can partner with them. And so I've had pretty good reception from a lot of brokerages where they will bring me in to do a quick presentation and chat with their team, answer any questions about the inspection process, how I go through it, what to look for in a good inspector, you know, whether it's me or not. Like, I like to at least educate them. So, you know, my goal is that they get an inspection and a quality inspection, whether it's, you know, and this is going to be different for different states and different provinces in Canada, because largely it's not, I'm in Ontario, and in Ontario, it's not licensed. So there's a lot of states too, and a lot of provinces where home inspection is not a licensed business, right? So you could just buy some stickers for your truck and buy some business cards and go out on the road and call yourself an inspector. And you're probably not going to get a quality inspection versus somebody who's gone through the training, has done, you know, their due diligence, understands the construction process, and is good with breaking that down and sharing with clients. So I try to let people know these are the kinds of people you should be hiring. And if it's me, awesome. And if it's not me, I hope that you get somebody who's at least going to give you that quality work as well and help your clients. And so that's part, a big part of my marketing efforts is the in-person. And I'll sponsor events too. You know, I do have the unique opportunity with being in the Mike Holmes Inspections franchise. In Canada, we have a national partnership with Costco, and Costco members actually can get a discount on some of our top packages. And I find that plays in a little bit less for real estate transactions, because most of the time they'll be talking to their realtor and they would get a referral or something. But that mm-hmm. does for maintenance, for new home construction. People find us through that. Then they get an extra discount. Mm-hmm. Plus it's fun. I roll up in the truck with Mike Holmes on the side of it and people think that's pretty fun. So yeah. Right. And you nice. Know, yeah, it's, yeah, it's just, that's kind of, yeah. So our national and then my regional marketing strategy is just that.
That's awesome. I mean it's definitely working. Oh, go ahead, Carla.
Oh no. I'm just curious too. You said that you, and I'm wondering if you do that just for like agents, or if you ever talk to, you know, home buyers, if there's home buyers or some type of angle for that, because I know we have some inspectors who have two potential buyers and have given presentations like, you know, what to look for outside of just the agents, but like, you know, agents at a firm having, you know, people who are actively looking for a house and doing just a quick presentation to those people and search and stuff to look for.
Yeah, so I've done a little bit of that. I most of my presentations have been for like realtors and brokerages to train, and also just to mm-hmm. kind of help them. But I have done a few where, usually again through real estate agents who might do a like a first time homebuyer seminar, and they might have a couple professionals on to help with that, like a mortgage broker, you know, and a home inspector are common. There's usually two or three people they'll have on, maybe a lawyer, just to demystify mm-hmm. the whole home buying experience for first time home buyers. They don't know what you're getting into. I didn't when I bought my first home. There's so many moving pieces. So it's always great to work with a realtor like that who can help demystify that. And I've done a couple mm-hmm. seminars that were put on by either various realtors or brokerages as like a guest for them to help just answer basic questions. I did one actually for a realtor here in Ottawa, and she's excellent. She moved from the Middle East, and so she has a lot of people that she works with who are relocating. And the home building, we think the home building process is different between, you know, the North and the South in North America. It's totally different from, you know, Asia, India, Africa. Like, it's totally different. So if you're coming from that side of the world, like, I'm having to explain sometimes to people what a furnace is, right? They're like, never, like, why would I need to heat my house? It's boiling hot here. I never need that, right? So, you know, and just having to go through... and roofing material, you know, it's some of it's just completely different. And so we did a seminar on that, just like, this is common building practices for this area in Ottawa, Ontario, at least. And, you know, there's lots of questions around that, because some of these things are just things that people have never even seen before or even heard of. So that was a really interesting one for me too. I actually learned a lot as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. That's really neat. I know that's super helpful. I'm gonna say right here, and it'll be on tape, but I bought my didn't have a home inspection, and I didn't know that I was supposed to. I didn't know it was. So, you heard it here. But my home has never been inspected. I'm fairly certain that I've been here now for 18 years. Let's close with, because 136. I don't.
Yeah. So yeah, we're running.
I just said.
I said we're running low on time now. So.
I know.
But yeah. So let's. Know, go ahead.
You go, Dan. You go.
What do you want? What did you want to know?
I wanted to know what he did in his time. Oh, I was just going to add Inspector Nate what he did in his downtime. And that would be the going into wrapping it up, the kind of wrap up. Tell us what you do for fun or what you do in your downtime.
Well, I have a wife and two young girls. They're 6 and 4. Well, six, almost 7 if I told you she was 6, she'd get very upset. She's like 7 in like a month. And my oldest daughter and my wife and I, the three of us train Muay Thai, actually.
Nice.
So yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, we started it just this year, but we love it. It's a great exercise, and it's a great kind of way to, you know, learn self-defense and also just get a real good cardio workout. So I don't know if anyone out there has done any martial arts or whatnot, but it's a blast. I highly recommend any type of activity like that. But it's something that we do a fair amount. Personally, I do it about 3 to 4 times a week. My wife usually does it about 2 to 3 times a week. She also does other fitness things, so she's even more busy than I am. And then my daughter does it at least 3 times a week too. So we're awesome. Back and forth to that gym a lot. That's kind of our second home.
That's awesome. If you ever want to go to Thailand, I can introduce you to some Muay Thai fighters over there.
Oh yeah, have you been?
Yeah, I actually lived in Thailand for a year.
Dan has lived everywhere. Name another country. Dan was like a roofer in that country or something.
No, but I made friends with a lot of the Muay Thai fighters. I never did it because they get it's a pretty brutal sport.
It's pretty brutal. And in Thailand, like the way they train in Thailand versus in North America, it's hard. Like, it's all like these open air gyms, that, you know, and it's sweltering heat. So you'll die in the warm up.
pretty much.
Yeah.
But if you ever feel the need to want to go over there, you just let me know. I'll connect you up with some Muay Thai fighters to show you how it's really done over there.
Yeah, sounds good. There's a couple of people at our gym who have gone and trained there too. So
some of those guys though, they're like, I know a few Americans over there, and they're treated like real rock stars. Like they're like feel like they're like NFL players, but they're American Muay Thai fighters in Thailand. Like okay. they have their own like trading cards and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's huge. Like, you know, Muay Thai in Thailand is their national sport, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, you know, for you guys, I guess maybe football. Like for us, it's hockey, obviously.
Right.
But it's that same kind of mentality, mm-hmm. like just the national fervor. Like people are so intense about it there. So it's when you go there, yeah, it's like a prime attraction. Like you got to go to a Muay Thai fight, right? It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, so yeah, let me just flash these links to your Facebook here for anyone that would like to follow Nate, Inspector Nate. He is on Facebook at that link below. Really, really enjoy your videos that you make. I found Nate on Instagram at Inspector Nate on Instagram. He is Nate. You're great. Your videos are great. Your videos are I always find a lot of value out of it. You get straight to the point. You don't necessarily follow all of those crazy social media trends, which is fine, which is great. Like you get to the point of the issue, you sprinkle in some funny stuff here and there.
Some levity, perhaps.
Yeah. You keep it entertaining, you know. So I appreciate that, and I'm sure all of your viewers appreciate that as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that you said that.
Carla, did you want to close us out here?
Sure, I'll close us out.
Cool.
I just want to what Dan said. Thank you so much for joining us, Nate. We really, really appreciate it, and keep doing the good work you're doing. And for everything, we do have a slew of people lined up for Gage, and we'll be going live every Wednesday through the month of July. If you're following us on Instagram, you can do that. Dan, is that the little thing? I thought you were going to say. Oh, there you go. Okay, so you can follow us on Instagram at HomeGage. And then we also, you can find us at HomeGage Web Services. And that's for everything web-related dad jokes. So team will be airing next week on July 19th at 1 Eastern time. And again, just a huge thanks to you, Nate. We really appreciate you joining us, had a good time. And thanks, even though like I might have been kicked out, thanks for letting me come back into the remainder of the episode.
Well, thanks so much for having me, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Appreciate it very
much. Let's do this again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely would have you come back anytime. All right.
Maybe we should have a field trip to Thailand.
Well,
go live from there.
I think a shorter trip will just go to Canada. I'll just go to Canada first.
Yeah, don't come in the winter.
Okay.
Unless you want to skate, but.
Okay. Right.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and end the stream right here.
Okay, thanks so much, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.